Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A group of Atlanta area churches and faith groups have joined on to a sweeping lawsuit challenging Georgia's voting system. Voting rights group Fair Fight Action will be joined by Ebenezer Baptist Church, Baconton Missionary Church, Virginia Highland Church in the suit. The 6th Episcopal District, which represents more than 500 African Methodist Episcopal churches in Georgia, is also a plaintiff. The suit seeks massive electoral reforms following the November 6th general election that was marred by claims of voter suppression. Environmental groups are seeking a court order to block seismic testing for oil off the coast of Georgia. They want a lawsuit to be heard first. Seismic testing uses loud blasts of sound to check for deposits of oil underwater. Diane Hoskins with Oceana says marine animals like whales and dolphins depend on sound for survival.
Everything from feeding, mating, communicating, and avoiding predators. And so disrupting these functions that are necessary for their survival could risk serious injury or even death.
The federal government could begin issuing permits for seismic testing off Georgia as early as March. The Georgia House Democratic Caucus today slammed Governor Brian Kemp's Medicaid waiver proposal. Kemp's plan sailed through a Senate committee yesterday. It authorizes his office to pursue Medicaid waivers from the federal government. It's a more conservative approach than Medicaid expansion. At a news conference today, Democrats claimed it would be more expensive and it would cover fewer people. They also say it would take longer than full Medicaid expansion, which Democrats do support. When people get new pacemakers, they can donate their old ones to animals. It's a new partnership between Navicent Health Medical Center in Macon and the University of Georgia's Veterinary Clinic. UGA's clinic implants 5 to 15 used pacemakers a year, mostly in dogs. Dr. Greg Rappaport is a veterinary cardiologist at UGA.
A brand new pacemaker can cost thousands of dollars, and so this kind of program allows us to keep our costs reasonable and somewhat affordable.
They've also implanted pacemakers in cats, a ferret, and a horse.